You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here and talk to us, and you just, guess what? This is what you get then. Okay, you know what you're going to get now? Boogie Cousins talk. How's that? Boogie Cousins. Will Boogie Cousins, first of all, make it through the season healthy?
No's got to be a favorite, right?
Yeah. Secondly, will Boogie Cousins make it through the season without he and James killing one of the, one kills the other one?
Will think this is... James is probably friends with him.
You think?
Some people believe that this is a move that makes...
Will Russ kill him?
Calm James down. That's a lot. There is a lot of... I can't see all three of these personalities coinciding in the locker room. I can't see that.
No.
Boogie wants things the way he wants it, even though he's hardly played any basketball in the last several years.
When was the last time Boogie Cousins was good?
He didn't play last year at all. He played 30 games in 18-19, 48 games in 17-18, 17 games in 16-17. Oh, no. He was traded, so he actually did play 72 games. Boogie has played 70 games or more 5 times in his whole career in 10 seasons. The last time he was good, I mean, he's always been pretty good. In 2017, 2018, 48 games, he averaged 25 points a game and 12.9 rebounds. Like, it's pretty productive. Never really had a big impact on winning, but he was productive.
Oh, no.
Very productive.
He's talented.
27, 27, 26. His rebounds, he was always a 20-10 guy. That was never a problem. He's talented. He's had a terrible attitude.
Yeah. No, that's it. And whether or not, you know, I mean,
dude,
honestly,
he shoots a lot of threes. Cool.
He and Russ. No, he can shoot, but he can shoot threes.
Yeah, he actually can shoot.
I mean, he's a 33% shooter, which is not bad for the Rockets.
But he couldn't really, like, he wasn't very good for Golden State. He was coming off an Achilles injury. That was a problem.
No, his health has been a problem, and his head has been a problem. I mean...
He's been a bad attitude guy. I was never a fan. Some people wanted him so bad for the Rockets. I never wanted him for the Rockets. I didn't think that was the kind of guy you want in your locker room.
Well, you know what? Now you're just throwing stuff up against the wall.
Now it's just 1 year deal.
Whatever.
This is the Carmelo 1 year deal thing.
Yep. Well, hopefully he can play. I mean, he's 10 years into the league. Hopefully he can play better than Carmelo. I mean, Carmelo was on his last leg.
He was on his last legs. He played pretty good this year.
Yeah.
Well, he took a year off and somehow got better.
I know,
better.
And he's going back to Portland, too.
Yeah, he played well.
Yeah, he actually did knock some shots down. I mean, this is a big risk-reward thing, right?
yeah, it actually is.
Yeah.
Well, how much are they paying him?
I mean, risk in the matter that he can destroy a locker room.
Well, yeah. That is a risk.
Yeah.
Because I would say that maybe it's not. I would say maybe that's a powder keg. You have brand new general manager.
Well, you got Russ, who is as intense as anybody.
Well, they have new coach, new GM.
And then you got Boogie.
Those guys are going to have to earn the respect of some kind of a little bit diva type superstars. Out of nowhere, Steven Silas has to deal with this. Rafael Stone has to deal with this. Those guys have nothing to fall back on from a resume standpoint of where those guys may not get respected.
What do you mean put up with this? It's Rafael Stone's, this is his decision, isn't it?
I know, but they may not get the respect of the players. Like, they already didn't. They already knew they were going to get whatever they want when Daryl was here. Just think now, they got Steven Silas, and you may have James at any point. He wants out anyway. He may take a shot at the owner. Like, I could see this could really go sideways with James, Russ, and Boogie Cousins. This could really go sideways, especially if Boogie can still play a little bit. And if he can, he could start complaining. Yeah, you're right. There is a risk to this. Now, what's the risk? What, you're not going to win a championship again?
Or you just got to cut them and just say, thanks, Boogie.
But yeah, there's no real risk other than stuff for us.
This didn't work out. Yeah, this didn't work out. That's all.
But the reward, I actually like the reward.
Well, or you could have to pay him for just sitting there injured again. I mean, and taking up, you know, and hitting luxury tax.
The only people worried about Tillman's money are Tillman and you.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't give a rat's ass. Tillman's money's just fine. You know what? Tillman's got money. He's okay. He's gonna be okay. Yeah. 41 million and DeMarcus Cousins. How much is he getting? I didn't see. Anybody know? All I see is Yahoo Sports former worked out for the Rockets today and impressed the organization, quelling any health concerns. He's as hungry as ever.
Wait a minute. Oh yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
I don't see a number on him.
I don't either.
No.
I just see 1 year deal. Yeah. See if Bleacher Report has
to sign a 1 year deal. So I guess that doesn't.
It's a non guaranteed deal too.
All right. There you go.
So they've got all.
As far as that goes, that's not. You know what? And that's where DeMarcus Cousins is in his career.
Would have not. ESPN's Bobby Marks noted at the time, whichever team claimed Cousins would have had non-bird rights and could offer him a contract up to $4.2 million. Cousins tore his ACL, a 19 workout, yada, 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 yada.
So he's got
an Achilles. He's got an ACL. He's torn his left quad. I mean, he's got a quad tear, an Achilles tear, an ACL. It's not looking great for the lower body. But the ability to shoot from distance is an interesting skill set for a big man. So it's something to keep an eye on.
The Woj says that the most likely result of the Harden and Westbrook scenario is that both are going to be in training camp. That is the most likely scenario. Is that you? First of all, he said that they haven't even begun any James Harden trade talks, and Russell Westbrook they have, but that's not an easy deal to do. I could certainly see that. Would you do John Wall for Russell, for us?
I'd consider it. I would.
If he can't play.
But here. I know that Russ is going to give you his all. Like, I would consider it if I could also get a pick back or another player, but because the money's going to be about the same. But, you know, I think Russ is going to give you something. Russ is going to try. Russ is going to be an effort guy. And John Wall's got to have the ball in his hands. Like, you can't do that if James is here. I wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And if Russ makes James happy at all, because sometimes they're on the bench, you know, and they're doing the fake dribble between that, and then they pass to each other, and then the other one will dance, and he'll do the ta-ta, pa-pa-pa-pa-pa, and then James will dab, and then Russ dabs, and then, you know, so it's kind of like they're friends still.
Mm.
I never saw Chris Paul and James do those fun little playful games.
Veteran minimum is what a 10-year plus is $2.564 million for and non-guaranteed.
I bet he has. Wouldn't shock me if his are higher, a non-guarantee that was maybe a lot higher, but maybe not. Maybe they just tell him.
No, they said veteran minimum.
Oh, they did already say
that's the number. Well, that's what apparently what's been reported.
$5 million is veteran minimum
for a 10 plus.
Oh, for a 10 plus.
Yeah, 10 plus years.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, they got the whole breakdown, and it starts at $898,000, and it gets up to 2.5. 713-780-3776. Listen, Boogie can be fun. Boogie can be fun to watch. That'll be interesting. It's an interesting team with the attitudes that you're going to have this year. You're right, Steven Silas. What in the bleep did I walk into here?
This is gonna be really, this really
is my first job.
Really difficult.
He doesn't want to be here. He doesn't want to be here. I don't want him here.
No.
And
can you imagine this is your first job? Congratulations.
Wow.
Do you think Jeff Van Gundy wanted to coach this group?
Ooh.
No. As soon as Daryl Morey wasn't here, Jeff didn't really want the job anymore.
No.
And even before then, it was just, you know, a consideration.
It's unbelievable where this team has gone from, you know, a team just a couple of years ago that you're thinking they've got NBA championship aspirations to wow, nobody wants to be here. Just picking up guys, and basically off the DeMarcus Cousins is just basically off the scrap heap. He just can't stay healthy. He can't stay on the floor, and, you know, and the whole attitude thing and everything else, this is really not what I'm pretty sure not what. Now, as I heard it, as I've heard that there are going to be nobody on the floor, no fans on the floor, no floor seat, no really rich people that line the baseline.
Yeah.
They're not selling those tickets.
Oh, so that's how.
Yeah, so there's more. Yeah.
They're going to be like in the, they're going to take all those off.
Yeah.
And then have seats on the floor, but you're like further off the.
Nobody's sitting on the floor.
So there's nobody on the floor
nobody
seats.
Nobody on floor seats.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. You could do that far enough.
You're too close to the players.
No, you could be 6 feet back.
Well, what if the players run into you? You know what I'm saying? I think those people get run into by players.
Wear a mask.
Well, that doesn't. No, what they're doing is they're trying to. You can come to the arena.
Does their mask protect you or not?
In the stands.
Does it? Well, I would never do such a thing.
I know, right? Why would anybody do that?
Wouldn't you just sit in a suite? Doesn't everyone sit in suites?
No, people can sit in suites too.
Yeah, imagine that.
Basketball suites.
Suites are open.
Aren't as good though.
Well, no,
you're
underground, aren't you? You don't even see it, or
no, you're up. It's
the underground suites are different or whatever.
What underground suites are
you
talking about?
Ones they have some behind in the bottom. Those are they have suites too. Maybe those are party rooms, but I thought they were suites.
No, those are party rooms.
Oh, okay,
yeah. The suites are above the first level. They're right behind there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not a great vantage point. It's interesting now if you don't have any, like Tillman is going to sit on the seat. I don't think they're going to even have those seats down there. You're not going to have any seats until you start the stands. So that'll be a different, interesting look. And we'll see. I mean, maybe they'll bring the seats back once we get vaccines. We'll see. 912, as of right now though, no seats, no floor seats this year. 912 ESPN.
That's another one. If basketball could just wait, if basketball could start there, like baseball is going to be perfect.
I thought Patino was up May Madness instead of March Madness.
Oh, it'd be, yeah.
May Madness.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
College basketball will be a spring sport now.
Why couldn't you do that?
Well, you could. It's dumb to start the season now. Everybody's canceling. It's just dumb. Why not wait when you're going to have vaccines? We're going to know a lot more. We're gonna
it really is
be
dumb.
Treating it better. Maybe there's going to be all of the things that could come with waiting instead of trying to force feed this to. And how many games are being canceled already? How many college basketball? Didn't eight of. They were going to have a tournament in, I want to say, where was it, Dell? In Utah? Or in.
One of the Dakotas, I think?
In the Dakotas or something. Yeah, in North Dakota. Or South Dakota, one of the two. Anyway, they were going to have a tournament and like eight teams had to back out.
Yeah, I mean, the college basketball season begins on Wednesday, and they had all these games, and they'll have them throughout the day. Some games will still get played, but you can just look at the headlines or the bottom line at ESPN. This game getting pushed back. This coach has COVID. Syracuse, Jim Boeheim has COVID, but they're gonna play their game. It seems like maybe wait till January.
Yeah. Wait this thing. The longer you can wait, and you can still have your season. You want it to be like last year where you had to cancel your tournament? I mean, Patino's right. Push it back. What's the difference? And if you have a shortened season, oh, well. You don't play 30 games, oh, well.
Yes, it's not going to be normal for you. It's just like it hasn't been for everyone else.
Hey, it's 914 ESPN 975-713-780-3776.
This is ESPN. 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You know, we got a game in 2 days, y'all. We got the Texans. I mean, how are we going to be like the Texan station if we don't even talk about the Texans?
A little bit of a win streak going, guys.
If we don't even talk about the Texans, then how in the hell are we supposed to be a great station? I mean, if we're not talking about that 3-17, which now I think the Chronicle said today that they could put some people can put some respect on the Texans. They can
how so?
They can regain some respect
by beating the Lions.
Yes.
Well, going on a road, I could regain respect. Like, I will say, I have a renewed interest in Deshaun Watson this year. The run, like, hey, let's see if we can keep this thing going. That's a good storyline for me. I don't have anything to really look forward to a defense.
Well, name the other guys that you have a renewed respect for.
A renewed interest in?
Interest in.
Well, I'd like to see Kali Waring play for the first time. And I mean, he's played before, but I'd like to see him be a part of the team.
Well,
I guess.
I mean, be actually on the team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
I'd like to see
Max Sharpings. I think he's a very important potential piece of the team.
Don't you want to see more of Charlie Heck?
I mean, you know, whatever.
Oh, okay.
That's fine.
Is Tunsil going to play on Thursday?
Ooh.
No, probably. I don't know. Illness? He's still ill, by the way.
And it's not the...
We don't know. It's just that illness.
Well, we would know. He'd have to be on a COVID list.
Yeah. It's just that illness. Maybe he's going to be a problem. Maybe he's going to be better.
If you have COVID, you get put on a COVID list. He hasn't been put on a COVID list that I saw. So,
well, Chronicle as of yesterday, still sidelined with illness for Tunsil.
Yeah.
Non-COVID related.
Well, and listen, you're good with Rod Johnson. I mean.
What?
No, you're not.
How did they play this week?
He's not the answer.
You didn't have Kenny Osemite and you didn't have Larry Tunsil.
Kenny Osemite is frankly not better than Max Sharping when Sharping's playing with confidence.
Kenny Osemite?
Yeah. What did we say?
You just said Kenny Osemite.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Kenny Osemite. Wait.
Kenny
Osemite. Yeah. Right. Are you sure that's what I said?
Yeah.
Kenny Osemite?
Yeah.
It's a little disrespectful.
You want to talk about putting some respect on someone's actual name?
So Deshaun just did it. Deshaun just said, "I don't give a rat's ass. Watch this, and I'll make things happen." Does he do that in Detroit? I need to know at 11:30 or before 11:30 so that I can bet on.
I was like, "That's a very specific time."
No, I need to know before 11:30.
Yes, I think Deshaun puts on a show. I think Deshaun puts on a show
with possibly two of his top receivers out.
Yeah. How about that too? Well,
no,
is Stills really?
No, Stills is not one of his top.
Are you
two
though?
Of the top four wide receivers?
Are you though?
No, they'll just go to tight end sets.
Yeah, and would you really say that Kenny Stills? I mean, I'm not joking.
I'm not. Well,
is one of his top receivers.
I said wide receivers.
I would
receivers.
Put Akins ahead of him.
I said wide receivers.
Oh, even still.
I'm sorry. I guess I'll be the guy, elephant in the room. We're not going to talk about Kiki QT's touchdown, comeback QT.
Well, and. Apparently, but listen, there is a difference here. He might like Kali Waring more than Bill O'Brien did. He might like Kiki QT more than Bill O'Brien did. He might like Max Sharping more than Bill O'Brien
did. Max Sharping has lost his confidence, and Brandon Thompson slaughtered him. He played good the year before. You have to get him back out there and get his confidence back. Like, this is a blessing in disguise to me. Having Senio get hurt, you got to get Max Sharping back out there. He's typically a good pass protector.
Has Danny Shelton played this year? Because that's who he'll see.
That's not great. That's not great because Danny's played pretty well, and Danny's very powerful.
Well, he'll see
Can't
him.
He just play Fulton? That's not good either.
No.
Is there any way that you can help? And so I don't see Philip Gaines, number 29, running behind a receiver, running into the end zone.
Yeah, don't play him.
Well, dude, but you don't have any. I mean, has anyone has there been a Gary and Conley sighting?
No.
This year?
No.
No.
Since preseason?
No. Is there
Let
been?
Let me see if there's anything.
I mean,
new.
Is it really? Do you? Would you? I mean,
he's never even mentioned. I think he's just going to go.
Does it matter?
Oh, here it is. Yeah, 1 week ago, Gary Conley not expected to play this year. You give him a third rounder for Gary Conley.
Ankle rehab.
So let me ask you this: is there a difference between watching Hargraves or Gaines running behind a receiver trying to catch him?
I mean, just
as
the
he
number.
Runs into the end zone. Is there a difference to you?
Well, one was a former first rounder,
so.
It's just a reminder that he was a huge miss.
That's all. It makes it even more disappointing, doesn't it?
Well, it's not your first rounder, so it's not so bad.
No, but how many draft picks did they give up for Hargraves? Like four?
None. Then they just
did they give up six, four, a second, a third?
No, that's for Conley. I thought they just picked him up off the street.
Yeah, that's right. So, and Philip Gaines too. I mean,
I don't know how he was acquired.
I think he was a. Yeah, street.
What career. About John Reed? Is he ready to play?
Why not see that? Why not see that? I mean, what's the difference if it's no? What number is he? 25? Mm-hmm. If it's 25 running behind him, or 26 running behind him, or 29 running behind him,
right
into the end zone? Does it matter? That matter?
Not particularly. Not to us.
No. I mean, and is there? Did we run out of safeties because we had like 100 of them? So why aren't they back ever? Like making sure that guys aren't running behind the cornerbacks.
Well, there's other things to be concerned about.
Did you see how the Rams won the game last night? They had two deep safeties. One came up, the other one covered. It was cover. You know, it was one deep safety, and he intercepted Tom Brady.
You can
he
do
kind
that.
Of tricked Tom Brady actually.
Can you do that?
Because the safety
him.
To that side came up.
Yeah,
and the, that safety
laid out
of
the box.
Yes,
what they show a split safety look, and it just went to a cover one right off the bat. Yeah. So how was he? It was just how did he? I didn't see the
overthrow. It was a bad throw. It was a bad throw.
He had the man
but he
coverage
thought
underneath.
He didn't have anybody over the top, and he came over the top and he beat him and intercepted the ball.
Mm-hmm. Did the Texans safety have safeties have an interception this year? Can you think of one?
Do the Texans have an interception?
Yeah, Vernon Hargraves.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember?
Caught a bad pass. That's right.
Yeah.
I got to look this up because I am not remembering. I'm barely remembering any.
Does Lonnie?
Hold on. Passing.
Lonnie Johnson have one?
Opposing. They have thrown five, and they have two interceptions
for
the year.
I can't remember the other one. It must have been a linebacker.
Two interceptions for the year.
Was it? Wait a minute. Who was it? Oh, Eric Murray. Doesn't Eric Murray have one?
Let me see who it is. This is, right now, this is one of the biggest mysteries going
no,
today.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't?
He has a forced fumble.
Oh, that's right.
Interception.
That was the play he made for $23 million or whatever.
INT.
No, Eric Murray is making
Bradley Roby and Vernon Hargraves.
Minutes.
Bradley Roby, Vernon Hargraves. And guess who has the most
passes? Oh, that's right, Roby got
Guess who has the most passes
stepped in
defensed?
Front. Most pass defensed? Got to be Roby.
J.J. Watt.
He just knocked down four passes.
Oh.
Seven.
He has seven passes defensed?
Yeah. Bradley Roby,
well,
second.
He
knocked down four on
how
Sunday.
How about him in coverage this week, guys? Did you see?
Yeah, he was running into the end zone.
And then he saluted
to
make sure everybody knew he was in coverage.
And then he like pretended to flip a tire. Like he was doing a CrossFit workout. I'm like, JJ's playing the hits.
And then he did a backflip?
No, he didn't do a backflip. He would have torn a lot of stuff. But
I'm pretty
sure JJ in coverage. And the announcers didn't act like it was any. There's JJ Watt in coverage on that one. Like, guys, this is JJ's running into the end zone. You aren't going to mention this at all?
Your best pass rusher, when you can't get any pressure on the quarterback, your best pass rusher is in coverage. I think that's a smart move.
Did it work?
Yeah, it worked. Yeah.
All right, then. Little respect.
Yeah. Well, the dude saw JJ in coverage, said, I got to throw it, but
He's barely the best.
He can't throw, so.
Did you see Cam's the Hail Mary, that was so sad.
Oh my God, that
it was so sad.
And he went all the way to the ground.
Woo, 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 woo.
Got it to the 20.
Ken Rosenthal, one of the little baseball guys that are out there along with
Tim Kirchen.
And Buster.
Well, I was just talking
to Buster
Olney. I was talking to my friend Ken Rosenthal, and he says the Astros are apparently discussing with other teams the idea of trading Correa. Ahora.
No mames.
Claro que sí.
No mames.
Y Daniela.
Who's this
y
again?
Carlos. Michael Schwab said that Ken Rosenthal, he's a long time. Long time baseball guy. He's legit.
No, I know. I just want to know who you referenced again.
Ken Rosenthal, Michael Schwab has that tweet. That would be a big deal if they did that.
Yeah. Alan says this, Roderick Johnson, former Browns, before we became a dynasty, no good. He's the Dell of offensive tackles.
He's also a Florida State guy, yeah, which means he has to suck.
Gaines, former Brown, bad. No, oh wait, there's a whole...
Eric Murray, former Brown.
Bad. What the hell do we have so many Browns on our team for?
I don't know. Eric Murray, bad.
Murray was Brown. He was Brown and Chief. And the Chiefs didn't...
Was Farrell Brown?
My God, the Chiefs just said, no.
Yes.
Farrell Brown may have been a Brown,
He was
too.
So excited when he caught a touchdown.
Where was Farrell Brown?
No, maybe it was a Farrell. Maybe it was a...
But Farrell Brown was on somebody's practice squad or may have had an active roster move. This is just a bad... Look, it's one thing to get Patriots, not to get Browns or... You don't want Lions.
Browns.
You don't want
Jags.
A bunch of Jets.
What about Jags? How many Jags do we...
How about the Jets?
Have?
Mike Maccagney kept taking Texans. Look where they are now.
Why would he do that?
Mike Maccagney helped take the Texans. Mike Maccagney, former Texan, who maybe said fewer words than Cal McNair over a 10-year stretch. He went to the Jets as a general manager and did nothing. I mean, Joe Douglas is like, great, thanks,
Mike. Thanks. Look what you left me. 929 ESPN 97.5. Roger, we'll get you in on the other side. 713-780-3776.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Guy Cobos is going to be up here in a second. I got to tell you, a little dirty little secret here. Uh-oh. Go to when you go to Pete's.
Yeah.
Have you ever had the he calls them fajitas. It's the tail end of the filet, you know, because they cut it. You can't really make steak out of it because it's, you know, much smaller. They cut that part. That part's still very tender. He'll butterfly it for you, and you can eat it. It's the most tender fajitas I have ever in my life, literally made or had.
Really?
That's the secret.
You know, Raul's coming up here right now. You're being a little...
Well, we're going to talk a lot about Raul.
I mean, you made most tender fajitas ever. The man's coming up here.
Well, Raul is my... That's not a... That's not what he's known for.
Well,
put some respect on
Lance
him. He's not a fajita
guy.
Lance
is not scared to talk about his mistress.
Well, apparently.
With his wife.
Oh. You have an open relationship with Raul?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where you can eat his
barbecue. I don't know who's the mistress, Raul or Michael from Pete's Fine Meats. I don't know which one.
No, you don't know. Which one's your day one?
Yeah.
Michael's my day one.
So Raul's the
Pete's
mistress.
Fine Meats. Well, I was over there. He's the one that told me about Traeger for the first time.
So is Michael out of town? That's why you bring.
But
Raul
I've known for a long time too.
Yeah.
But Raul is my carnal. Don't try to create.
All we're trying to.
Yeah, don't try to create drama and stress.
All we're trying to do is ask some questions.
Sits in there and throws rocks at people from his little tower.
Yeah. Is Michael out of town? That's why Raul's coming up. Because Michael,
No.
Is this a Pete Rose type deal where as long as you're out of town, you can bring the
Lance,
girl around?
Lance,
No, he sells Lance, meat.
You got to go back to your wife.
Yeah, you got to go back.
You got to go back.
Not now, but you got to go.
You got to go. You don't have to do it now, but you got to go.
Love that Ryan Clark said, man, I just watched Goodfellas. Man, this was a good movie. Like, come on, Ryan. I just watched Goodfellas or something. I'm going to put y'all on a movie that you need to watch. Blood In, Blood Out, Bound by Honor.
We've heard. You quote it all the time.
It is.
Cardinal.
It is. Yeah, it's the Goodfellas of Mexican prison movies, and it is fantastic.
It really is good.
Y'all need to listen to me. I texted you last night.
Yeah, I got to watch that.
Get on Gangs of London.
It's
I'm
going to
watch. You can I'm watching through Amazon Prime. You can.
Well,
sign
why'd
up.
You say only the first three?
Because they only give you the first three, but then I realized you can sign up for a free trial for the AMC Plus and then get rid of it, so you can watch the whole series. Just telling you, you've got one of the dudes from Peaky Blinders. You got the middle brother. No. The second youngest brother from Peaky Blinders in it?
Michael?
No, not the...
not Finn.
I don't know their names.
The second... John?
John.
Yes.
John? Oh, yeah, is it John? Yeah.
John was in it?
Yeah, he played...
I watched like literally the first 10 minutes because it looked like it was pretty good.
Yeah, Joe Cole. That's his name. John from Peaky Blinders. John Shelby. He's in. He's the new leader because his dad... Well, you'll see. It's good. You got... I'm just telling you.
Oh,
there's a lot of brutal hand-to-hand combat.
I've been trying to figure out what I'm just putting off. Man, I am putting off the I'm putting off the like the Crown. I've never watched The Crown, but everyone says good things about it.
I'm through it.
I may watch started watching something called The Undoing on HBO.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. I watched the first one too.
I'm like,
ooh. wait a minute.
That girl,
Unbelievable. She's unbelievable, but she's makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah, she's staring, and then she's just breastfeeding.
I'm sitting here watching. I'm watching the show, and all of a sudden, you just see her walk in.
So
you've obviously seen some of it, too.
She
walks in with a full frontal.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there going, what the?
She goes
full frontal
smoke.
And stands. She is
smoke.
She stands
but
in front
she
of.
She makes you uncomfortable.
She Nicole stands Kidman. In front of Nicole Kidman, and they're talking. And she's just sitting there with the choo-choo.
Yeah.
You can say it. And she's just sitting there, like, eyeballing her, staring at her, talking to her. And I'm like, one of two things is happening. Either she's showing off and trying to flex on you with what's going on there.
I think.
Or.
She
wants
she's
to get with
it.
You.
Yeah.
She wants to get with you.
I've seen the first four. Episode 5, I think, was out. Was it Sunday? But
how do you watch so many shows? This is.
It's not that hard. It's like an hour.
Do you have multiple shows going on at once?
What do you mean?
Well, like, are you? I got to focus on one series and knock it out. And
I don't have the brain that you have. I can watch an episode of this and then watch an episode of another show. I don't get confused. What are
you
talking about?
You run concurrent shows? Like, you're running concurrently?
Yes, I'm watching The Undoing. Now I'm watching Gangs of London. I can do this.
Is The Undoing? Because about halfway through, I was like...
Halfway through which episode?
About the first episode.
Well,
I was like,
why you quit on things so fast?
Well, but then it got really interesting at the end.
Yeah.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
And Hugh Grant is always a scumbag, so you never know what's... Don't tell us anything, but... Like a very English, Hugh Grant was in that one.
Yes,
too.
A very English scandal.
Scandal. That was pretty good, too.
There's another one made you a little uncomfortable.
It gets good.
What was it that I said John wouldn't be able to watch? what show?
We're watching it on a plane, though. And there's a guy sitting across the aisle and watching. And for those of you who don't know, there's a lot of homosexuality in it. And
it's a parliament member. It's based on it's a true story.
Yeah, it's a true story. And the guy next to me goes, "Hey, what was that show? It looked good." I was like, "Well, it's called A Very English Scandal." And I was like, "Why'd you think it
now?"
Good?
Have you ever been on a movie? I've had this happen where, first of all, John embarrassed me. We were watching Extras. And we were sitting next to each other. I don't know. I think we were going to Las Vegas for Tillman's Place.
No, I think it was the original Office.
Oh, it's original Office. Yeah, probably was, not Extras. Yeah. But it was Ricky Gervais. He had headphones on. He started cackling so loud that everyone in the whole plane was turning around looking at him.
Guffawing. I was
laughing
out loud.
It was a guffawing. But I've been in planes before where I'm watching you just watch a movie. You're watching a show, whatever, on your iPad. And all of a sudden, it just gets straight to, it gets straight to bedroom scene, like,
whoa.
Let me,
Is this you, John?
That was. Yeah. It kind of was. All right, just get the hell out of here. I
got
a goddamn campaign.
Whoa.
He just dropped a GD.
How much? It's, and that's from the background of the movie. It
yeah, I know.
From
he was
actor.
Exactly like Robert De Niro in Fear.
Wow.
Just.
And do you remember what movie he's laughing at?
I don't remember what it is.
It's Problem Child.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. I can't watch. No, I can't watch Schitt's Creek. No, actually, I was on Schitt's Creek. I got off it. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
It was really good. No, yeah, I knew you'd have a problem with some of this.
No. I didn't have a problem with it. I just thought it's
how
it's
far
okay.
did you go?
It's okay. To the one with the billboard.
Yeah, that's where
that's
I
as
stopped.
Far as you went. Oh, you too. Need to go further.
Because you got to make some calculations. I mean, I only have so many hours in the day. Is Schitt's Creek a show I really want to lock in on?
That's the whole point.
Well, hold on a second. It's 21 minutes an episode. Yeah, it's nothing.
But still, there's a lot of episodes.
There's a lot of other
well,
things
I just
I'd
love the
watch.
Character. See, I also love all Christopher Guest movies. I think David is brilliant. Oh, actually, all the individual.
Yeah.
I don't love Chris Elliott. He's the one that annoys me. But every member of the family is hilarious.
Yeah.
And they do come up with new and different ways.
I think Home Alone's mom is okay. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Catherine, you should have kept watching her. She gets better. And did you even make it through the first season?
No, but I did see where they did an interview.
She wasn't even going to do it.
She wasn't going
to
do it.
She was going to do it just for 1 year. And
or one ep. No.
They had to beg her. Just the pilot.
Yeah.
And they begged her. She read the script. She goes, okay, I'll do it. Her character gets more and more over the top. One time she's doing a wine. Like she's speaking for a wine company. This guy, he makes it out of fruit. He goes, I've got a nice banana rosé. She goes, her and David, oh, my God. It's just awful. But she wants to make a comeback so bad that she's so excited somebody's having her do commercials. So she gets schnockered when she's trying to do this. She has so much of this fruit wine trying to find something that tastes good. She's pouring different kinds of, like, is this...
Well, you're
this
telling
is potable.
The whole scene. You're telling the
yeah,
whole
nice
scene.
Job.
Yeah, but I don't feel like I'm giving away storylines, per se.
He's going to roll into the episode, yeah, though. I know everything that's happening. Thanks, Lance.
You're already ruined the billboard
I'm
one
very
for
disappointed.
Me.
Yeah, the billboard. I'm very disappointed in you. The billboard is the last scene of the entire show.
They go back to it?
The billboard is the last scene of the entire series. Oh. They change a billboard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
he ruined another.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You won't go back to John quits on shows like this.
What are you disappointed
in?
He's
just like, I didn't like The Godfather after one.
What's your
after
the first 30 minutes.
I went all the way through three, but I regretted it.
Yeah. What's your problem with me?
Yeah, you didn't even finish Schitt's Creek. What is wrong with you?
I just told you.
You watch everything.
You have to make some
when are you going back to it?
Maybe never. I don't know. I'm not that interested.
No respect for you.
That's what I'm saying.
Sorry.
Did you watch City of God?
A long time ago, I think.
The Brazilian kids in the favela?
I saw that.
And there's also a TV version of it as well. That's streaming when they were younger. It's awesome.
I saw the movie quite a bit ago.
No,
but
that was a long time
ago. Bus 194, the documentary? Awesome.
No, I didn't see. You watch more stuff than I do, apparently.
Well, yeah, I used to. Not now.
Oh, my God. The Cowboys have canceled practice for today. Like,
that's
cares?
A shame.
Let's get Paulie in here before we take a break. What's up, Paulie?
Lance, man, you brought back memories, dude. Bound by Honor, that was awesome. What was your favorite part of that movie?
I did like that Miklo could help people bet on. Miklo was helping guys bet on basketball. I'm telling you right now, Rick Barry is gonna really do a great job for Golden State. Take the points. I did like. No tortillas for you. Everything was great about that movie. It's hard for me to.
Oh, no. No, the best part is that Aryan Brotherhood chef who's hitting on the main guy, and the guy sits down and he wants to get in with the Mexican mafia, and the Mexican mafia boss goes, I don't want your pork chop. That's it. I want your life.
Yeah. I don't want his pork chop. He's like, I don't want your pork chop. I want his life. I know. That's a great scene. My skin is white, but my blood is brown. Because Miklo's got a Mexican father and white, and they call him Milkweed. Milkweed.
Miklo was the albino?
No, he wasn't albino.
He just kind of looks
like a güero. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Shut up, güero. And then you have El Gallo Negro. He He was the best boxer around, El Gallo Negro. Remember, because he was in the Vatos Locos, but then he turned and he became a cop.
Yeah.
He became a detective.
Yeah, I don't remember. So it's 9:43.
Well, go home and watch
it. You know
it
how
today.
Long ago that was I watched that
yeah,
movie?
I watched that movie 20 years ago, probably.
20 years ago. It's a good 20 years since I've seen that
Maybe
movie.
It's also
more.
A great movie. It holds up to time.
Yeah, I didn't memorize it. It's 9:44 ESPN, 97.
Not, oye, narco. There's no Gandalf.
You want to catch a drug dealer?
Remember Papa Saavedra?
No. He does. Oye, he just told you. He doesn't
going
remember.
Going to be a blue Icano line man.
You just told him. You don't remember.
No, I don't remember it.
Watch it with the chorizo, mommy.
There's no.
There's some great lines in that one.
There's no throwing Oakenshield in. He's not going to remember.
PCP is very explosive. Hey, watch it with the chorizo,
You think
mommy.
It's a little out of line with the accent he's doing?
Yeah,
no, I'm doing lines from the movie.
Okay. What about the Chinese prison movie? Do you want to do some lines from that?
No, it's not Chinese. It's Thai.
It's Thai. Oh, yeah.
B, what about Black Rain? When Sato was in Black Rain. Remember when somebody got their head cut off? Andy Garcia? Sato would go,
You should stop.
Sato's one of the great bad guys.
I can see you.
Yeah.
But that's what Sato did.
Okay.
You should have gone to break a while ago.
I tried to.
You should have gone to break before he ruined his whole NFL.
You know, when I got off my coffee, they said this would happen. If you get off your coffee for a while, you have these bad headaches, you feel terrible. And then when you start drinking coffee again, rocket ship. It like has another. It has the same effect on you as before, which also has an effect on break times.
ESPN 97.5.
Let it bump, though.
Congratulations goes out to Tyler. Tyler Drew Scott, our assistant program director. The winner of the Korean Baseball League. And our
Ooh,
little thing.
The Dinos?
I thought I had them. Dinos. You did not have them.
I'm pretty sure I had them.
Nope. Tyler won, but the NC Dinos beat the Doosan Bears. So a hard-fought season. I was happy my KT Wiz got off to a slow start. They made the playoffs. They were beaten eventually by Doosan. And now Tyler is a winner with the NC Dinos. So I'm proud of them. And their win. And you see what they do? What the winning thing is? They pull out some giant sword.
Yeah, they got a giant sword. I saw
it. Yeah.
That's their trophy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
I got to be honest with you. Asian baseball leagues, they do a lot of things that I like. But I also like Japanese television shows.
Yeah, well.
I've always been a big fan of the things they do. They take chances.
Well, yeah. They're not afraid to, like, show somebody doing things to somebody behind a curtain and then show the.
It was a very specific thing they did, but yes.
Well,
that was
you
fun.
Wouldn't
like,
see that. Yeah.
All those guys are, okay, you have to be able to answer this question. Oh.
While they're getting
while up. While somebody, yeah, what were you saying?
While
they're what?
Well, while someone's doing stuff to them.
Yeah, and then they had, that's the game show.
Yeah.
Answer this, and like, this how is, do you sign up for that
game
show?
Is that on their national
show?
Television, too, or is that a cable network?
I think it's got to be a cable network.
I would think.
You can't have that
you
as a national
have that,
show.
You know.
But man, the Japanese game shows, let me tell you, here's two things I don't watch. American game shows, don't care. Once you've seen Japanese game shows, American game shows are now irrelevant.
No.
You know what else I don't watch? U.S. weather. Because once I've seen Telemundo weather, the weather girls, or once I've seen, or, you know, well, Gordo y Flaco ruined a lot of. Anything on Saturday morning, it's Gordo y Flaco.
Yeah, because of Vita Guerra.
Weather Girls.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's some good ones. It's more traffic in our country. But the Mexican Weather Girls, just forget about it. It's not even, or Colombian Weather Girls or whatever. Mm-hmm. Why are we even trying to do weather after this?
No.
Don't even do weather. Just say check your app.
No, how about just, you know what, or, yeah, give me David Tillman. I don't.
Yeah, yeah. Don't try to fancy. Yeah. You're not gonna touch. You're not gonna touch these the weather girls from South America. It's just not going to happen. You don't have any chance. So, yeah, I'm with you. David Paul, David Tillmans. Just put a David on there. You'll be fine. The other guy that's at Channel 2, not Frank Britt, well, Frank Billingsley or the other guy. Like, have you noticed? No one's really doing it. It's like, you know what? I'm putting the girls on the Bria Berea.
Bria Berea.
She weather or traffic?
She's traffic.
That's what I'm saying. That's like.
Yeah, well, you still got Cheetah and you got.
Cheetah traffic or weather?
She's weather.
Okay.
Yeah. You got Cheetah.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Look at this.
See, everybody, you know what people love is when we talk about the food that people bring us?
Oh, my God. Look how big that thing is.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what
the cooler is.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. Look how big that thing is.
Yeah, are you going to save that?
No, yeah, don't save that.
I think you're going to need to save that.
Yeah, it's safe.
All right?
Don't save.
But yeah. I think that's a save. Yeah. Would you do this trade? Astros get Blake Snell. Rays get Christian Javier, Forrest Whitley, Abraham Toro, and Jordan Brewer. You would? I don't know if I'd give up Javier and Whitley. Whitley is...
Say it again. Do this one again. Do the trade again.
Snell for Christian Javier, Forrest Whitley, Abraham Toro, and Jordan Brewer.
Yeah, I would.
You would?
I would, because it's really... I don't even care about Whitley. It really just becomes Javier. Yeah, Javier's a stud, but so is Blake Snell.
Yeah, but you got to pay. You're not paying Christian Javier for how many years? I always worry about the owner's money. I'm worried about the owner's
money. Yeah, I know you are. Yeah. Sometimes you are.
Yeah.
But you're not worried about college's money for playing players, but you're worried about the owner's money.
I'm not asking the colleges to pay the players. You misunderstand this every single time.
What do you want to do?
Let businesses pay the players.
Do you think players should be paid?
I think players are paid right now. I know they're paid.
You mean stipends?
Yes. And they're paid right now. And that comes out of the programs. What I'm saying is let businesses let the kids market themselves. Let the businesses pay the kids for marketing. That's what I continue to say, and you continue to screw it up.
Here is because his marketing is not going to get players paid. Only like two or three players.
That's not true. That is not true. They can have their own websites. There's all kinds of things.
YouTube just because you have a website doesn't mean you can monetize it. People have to give a crap.
Well, if you can monetize it, though, you do. That's what the business world is.
Jerry the linebacker.
Oh, my God.
Jerry the linebacker.
How many times do I have to say this?
No, you're saying capitalism. No, but you're talking about capitalism in the college when it's really a socialism program. That's what the sport is.
Well,
college sports is socialism.
So get out of socialism and bring it into capitalism, is what I'm saying.
And then everyone's going to say, whoa, there's tremendous inequity for all
the people.
I'll give
you an example. There's a former Baylor soccer player. She developed a YouTube channel. Now, I don't know how she got to the level, but because she did, now she has subscribers. She has a following, over 100,000 subscribers, and now she does ads on the channel. And she's just a soccer player. I won't say just soccer player, but she's not famous. She didn't get famous from playing sports. She developed a following from being a Baylor soccer player. So there are ways to monetize.
Not from being a Baylor soccer player. She developed a following from making probably unique videos.
What about
videos.
The punter that had to quit college football?
No, he wanted to quit.
No, he had to quit because they were not going to allow him to continue his website.
I'm all for that. You're acting like there's going to be a bunch of guys making this incredible content.
But whatever. Let the market decide.
I'm all for that.
I've been saying
that, but most people want to see all of college football.
You're talking to me, not most people. Okay. I've been saying
so just understand what you're saying. Is already going to happen. No one can, that's already in place.
In years to come.
Yeah, that's already in place.
Well,
it's 2022, 2023.
And it's exactly what I've been advocating.
That's not what most people want all players to get paid. They completely ignore the fact that players are paid under the table tremendous amounts of money.
Right.
Well, tremendous.
Now, you sell jerseys, those kids should get it. You sell number one Johnny jerseys, well,
here's
number two
what I would
Johnny
do.
Jerseys,
to
then,
me,
then Johnny should get a piece.
I see. I think that if you want to do something, there needs to be a marketing deal for everybody in college football or college basketball, like a video game licensing agreement for college football. That would be great
if everyone gets a piece. If you do that, that's great.
Yeah.
But there it is. The business world paying for it again. That's what I continue to say.
No, but
if
that's
develops
everybody.
A game.
That's everybody.
That's right. But that's fine.
EA Sports doing it.
That's exactly right. About. And if EA Sports develops another NCAA football game, then everybody should get a piece of it. That's exactly what I'm saying.
With the license agreement. Yeah, but that's taking care of everybody is more
I
equitable.
I can go sign autographs at a local car dealership And it's not just going to be the quarterback. It's going to be this guy. It's going to be a the linebacker from Michigan that had all the personnel, Winovich or
Chase Winovich. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. He, you know what? He would have gotten wonderful deals because people loved that kid.
Maybe they liked him. It's hard to say.
If you've got any personality,
well, you got to go to certain college towns. Like, you can't come to Houston. You'll get no marketing in Houston. Like, this is not a college town. Well, it's a bad college town. You're not going to get paid in Houston. You can't come here.
Maybe not. And well, guess what? Then, you know what?
Oh, so be it.
Not going to. That's right. That's the market. The market decided that.
College Station would be good. Austin would be good. Houston would be terrible. It would be one of the worst. And that goes for every big. It goes for every big city. What? Los Angeles, terrible.
Well, Kadon Slovis.
What?
If the quarterback at USC would probably Slovis find would make a way.
Yeah.
Not many guys, though.
No. But you know what? A kid with his USC jersey on, that's you know what? Who knows?
I don't care anymore. Food's here. I no longer care.
I know you don't.
Here's what Ken Rosenthal said. Any Astros interested in LeMahieu, meanwhile, would binge on whether the team can trade Carlos Correa, enabling Alex Bregman to move to short and opening up third. The Astros, according to sources, are again floating Correa in trade discussions, knowing it's unlikely they will sign him before he reaches free agency. A trade of Correa combined with the expected loss of Springer would leave the Astros down to two superstars, three if you count right-hander Justin Verlander, which I don't, who is likely to miss the entire season after undergoing Tommy John.
Two superstars, Tucker and Altuve.
I don't think Tucker is who he's talking about.
No. Is he talking about Tucker?
Who is he talking about? Bregman and Altuve? But Yordan does have superstar potential.
Yeah, but he's not a superstar. Not yet, anyway. All right, 9:57.
You think Urquidy has superstar talent?
I do. I think Urquidy's going to be great. I do. And I think Javier is, too. I'm not sure I do the Blake Snell trade.
Blake is, you know what you get right now.
I know, but I also know that I really do believe in Christian Javier is going to be really good. Even if he's going to be your closer.
I like Christian Javier a lot, and he's cheaper.
Yes.
Longer.
I'm worried about Jim Crane's money. All right, taking a break, 9:58. What's up, Raul?
How you doing, baby?
ESPN 97.5.